You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're off and running already. It's the Fan Morning Show pre-show. How you doing? I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap has the week off. Jim at his dining room table in his lovely Richland Township home. I am over here in my basement on the other side of the county in Jefferson Hills. Producer Matt back at Entercom World Headquarters. It's not Entercom World Headquarters. It's Entercom Pittsburgh Headquarters in Greentree. Good morning to you. Thanks for getting up early with us. We got a really big show today. We got a lot of things to talk about. This is what happens when sports returns. There are games happening. And that's good fun. So we'll talk about all of it. We'll go over the guest list and all that in just a little bit. I don't know why I thought of Jim when I saw this. And Matt, I know Jim was running around doing a couple things. So just shout at me on the air. That's how we communicate now via pandemic rules, which is just shout at me on the air when and if he's plugged in and ready to go. But I had this thought about Jim for some reason. I saw commercials for this new movie, and it's not really a new concept. It's been done. It's Bill and Ted, and they're doing a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure sequel. But they're grown men because, well, you know, it's 30 years later. The movie itself looks just terrible, just absolutely awful. But I know what a Keanu Reeves fan Jim Colony is, or at least a fan of Keanu Reeves movies, Point Break, The Replacements. Those are really the only two I can think of off the top of my head. So I was curious if Jim had any opinion whatsoever on the new Bill and Ted movie that's coming out. But
Jim's
again,
here.
Apparently, oh, he's here. Yes, Jim, how's everything going this morning?
I'm back. Yeah, yeah. I had a little issue. Apparently, I was sending some updates over to our friends at KDKA AM, and I realized that I had the Pirates playing an exhibition game against the Canadiens today, which obviously isn't going to happen. Although maybe they'd have
better luck hanging on to a
four-run lead against the Canadiens. Well, remember, they actually, when the Pirates were getting good and the Penguins decided to play a little baseball during a practice and James Neal was injured, they were playing a baseball game on the ice. And James Neal got hurt while they were doing that. So I think that was the end of the old baseball game. But
although Michael Feliz attempting to do anything other than close out a ball game, attempting to skate may be more entertaining. But anyway, that's sports. I don't know if you heard me rambling before you got on the line. But
I
there's
heard
a new movie.
I caught the tail end of it. I heard The Replacements, Point Break.
Well, the reason I thought of you while seeing a commercial yesterday for the new Bill and Ted movie. You remember Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, right? From the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, whenever it came out.
Yeah.
Normally, that would not send me down a path of thinking of Jim Colony, but I know what a fan you are of Keanu Reeves, or at least two Keanu Reeves movies in Point Break and The Replacements. I don't know. How do you feel about the rest of the Keanu Reeves catalog, Jim, including the Matrix trilogy?
I never really get into the Matrix movies. I'm trying to think of what else he was in. He was in Speed.
Speed?
With
Sandy
Bullock.
The thing
is that in yeah, Dennis Hopper, that conniver. I'm trying to think of how to describe this because you mentioned the Bill and Ted movies. You know, mm-hmm. Excellent Adventure was great. Bogus Journey, not so much. So I don't know if this is.
I forgot about that one, Jim.
With the.
I forgot about Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Yeah, no, that's right. I had forgotten they did a sequel at first.
Yeah, Rufus is gone, of course, the late George Carlin. So, you know, I'm not sure how they're going to deal with all that and stuff. Is that one of those things that once it finally comes out on one, you know, HBO or Showtime, or as soon as it's free, I'll probably check it out. But
as soon as it's being replayed on basic cable six times every weekend.
Well, I don't even have to wait for basic cable. I mean, I have HBO. I have Showtime, so I can watch it there.
Big timer over here.
I know, we're big spenders. Actually, you should see our cable bill. We are big spenders. I don't know.
Is Keanu Reeves Bill or Ted? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think he's Ted.
Okay. Let's say
Preston. No, wait, or is it Bill S. Preston? I'd have to look it up on IMDb, which I will do.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that now, and I'm getting nowhere fast. Well, my question was going to be to have you rank your favorite Keanu Reeves character. Like, Johnny Utah is number one for you, right?
See, I'm not. Well, yeah, but I'm not. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really a Keanu Reeves guy.
I think you are, and you just don't realize it.
No. It's Point Break is all about Swayze.
Okay, we know your expansive love cinema. For Swayze cinema, yes.
Yeah, so if Keanu Reeves somehow is in Roadhouse, then that would add, you know, that would add a little cachet to it. And there's Bill and Ted Face the Music. Okay, there it is.
Right.
How long ago were those movies made?
The originals? I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, Speed's the mid-90s.
Before Point Break.
No, Point Break was 91.
Oh, he's Ted. He was in... Oh, okay. Here's another underrated role for Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
He was the goaltender in Youngblood. Which is another Swayze movie, by the way.
That is another Swayze movie. Look at you. Wow. I haven't seen Youngblood in I don't know how long, so that is a great pull by you, Jim Colony. See, I really think you are a bigger Keanu Reeves fan than any. I think we're all bigger Keanu Reeves fans than any of us realize.
Well, he did score a touchdown in the. Did he score a touchdown in the Rose Bowl, or is that kind of like Al Martin scoring a touchdown in the Rose Bowl, which he never did?
I don't know. But if there's no film of it, does it exist? Yeah.
See, I haven't watched any. I'm looking through Keanu Reeves. My goodness, has he been in a lot of stuff? And I just haven't, because that the character, and he is Ted Theodore Logan, by the way.
There we go. Okay.
That You know, he was in the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still. I remember that. And I'm a huge fan of the original Day the Earth Stood Still. And the remake, you know, they had to jazz it up and stuff. I wasn't a huge fan of that one. I should probably be more into the John Wick movies.
Yeah, I think those seem like they're up your alley. Like, I've never seen any of them either, but I think if you're looking for a good, like, Saturday afternoon, lay-on-the-couch action movie that you don't necessarily have to pay attention to the entire plot. The John Wick series seems like it's right there with any other of those, like, Jason Statham-type movies that you could just sit there and kind of veg out.
Yeah, just sort of like the Swayze movies.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, there's another Matrix coming out. They're filming a Matrix right now.
Really? I didn't know anybody
Matrix
was allowed to
4.
Film anything.
That's a pretty...
Okay.
And then, not only that, but after Matrix 4, we have John Wick, Chapter 4. So, yeah, I mean, he gets plenty of work, that's for sure.
He's 56
but
now.
I'm not,
he's 56,
I'm not a huge
Jim.
Fan
you
of
believe
his.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe
That's incredible.
He's about 10 years younger than
like,
I am. Well,
Keanu Reeves is just perpetually like 30-something in my head. I don't know. We got a tweet from somebody. Youngblood has been in rotation on NHL Network lately as I guess all of the sports networks comb back through the files of all of their movies so they can eat up two-hour chunks of programming. But, well, NHL Network will have hockey as soon as, well, this afternoon. But wow.
I know, this is the first game, but that's sports. We can't talk about that. Youngblood.
No, you can't do that.
Again, an underrated movie. And the coach, Murray Chadwick, the coach of the Hamilton Mustangs, I guess they were. He was also in the original Longest Yard. Oh no, wait.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Not the remake Longest Yard, but the
that doesn't count.
Longest Yard.
Yeah, the Burt Reynolds one, the first Burt.
No,
well, I guess
doesn't.
Burt Reynolds made a cameo in the second one, but that doesn't count.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was like the age, much is the same way that Keanu Reeves is. If he's 56, he's obviously a parent in this Bill and Ted thing that's coming back.
Yes,
and
I think that's
Keanu Reeves, and I'd have to look up, I don't even remember the guy who played Bill, but I don't think that his acting career went anywhere near the arc that Keanu's did after Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, I don't think so either. Well, now that we've crawled down this rabbit hole and we've been reminded of your infatuation with Patrick Swayze, rank your Patrick Swayze top three characters all time then for me.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I actually don't even mind. I actually don't even mind Dirty Dancing.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to go there.
But that's not my favorite. The first time I saw Patrick Swayze was in, I think it was a series called North and South, which was a Civil War thing. It's when they used to have
Yes, I remember that.
The Thornburgs.
It was like a mini series, right? It was like eight parts
were,
or something.
Yeah, they used to. Yeah, they. I don't know if Roots was the first one, but Roots, man, there were a lot of those back then. I think they were all on ABC, and that was like I remember being in college and the appointment viewing where we just had to, forget doing that history paper. I mean, I had to watch Roots, and then there was the Thornbirds, the Winds of War, War and Remembrance. They had a bunch of those that were like 7 or 8 part network miniseries, and Swayze was. It was where a couple of rich families, one southern, one northern, they get tangled up and interrelated, and their classmates at West Point. Who was the other dude? I can't remember his name, but they were best friends, and then, of course, they ended up on opposite sides of the war, and so forth and so on. And that was the first time I remember seeing Swayze. I don't know. I'm a sucker for Point Break. He's Ronald Reagan. The skydiving scenes are unbelievable.
Okay, so Point Break is one. Bodie in Point Break is your
Roadhouse.
Favorite Swayze character. We can agree, or is it Dalton in Roadhouse?
Probably, and then James Dalton in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Somebody asked that the other day what the first name was, and I actually had to look it up because I knew there was an answer to that. And when he shows up with that file that he carries around, and he to Elizabeth Clay, the doc, his dossier basically, which is a whole litany of the surgeries and the stitches and the gunshot wounds and everything else that he's encountered over the years. So I do like that. There might be a Swayze character that I'm overlooking here.
Here's a question for you, Jim.
Ghost.
Yeah. See, I think you'd be you're not a fan of Ghost.
No.
Okay, that's fair. No. But you have Dirty Dancing in your top three Swayze roles, though, right behind Point Break and or is Youngblood number three?
Oh, no, Youngblood. Because he was like, I don't know who, he'd be probably more like the Mark Messier of the Hamilton Mustangs. and then, of course, he gets taken out by, it's a cheap shot and all that other stuff.
I just found a crazy connection here, Jim. Are you ready for this? So as you were opining about the finer points of Roadhouse, I thought to myself, man, Jim must know more about Roadhouse than the guy who actually directed the movie. And so I went and checked. And do you know who directed Roadhouse?
I do not know.
A man named Rowdy Harrington. Do you know where Rowdy Harrington was born in 1951?
Were you going to say Keene, New Hampshire?
No, Pittsburgh, PA. So there's your...
Okay. I was going to say...
We've brought it full circle, Jim. We've brought it full circle.
But, and by the way, if you go to Swayze's page on Internet Movie Database, what it'll do is it'll say known for, okay? And with all sorts of actors and actresses, although I guess we call them actors now too, but it will show like four... you know, billboards of movies or TV shows that they were in. And here are the four in order for Swayze. Dirty Dancing is number one. Yeah. Roadhouse, number two. Point Break, number three. And then Ghost is four. You know, I'm trying to...
Sounds like the Jim Colony rankings of Swayze's career. Dirty Dancing, number one. Roadhouse, number two.
No. You gotta flip those around. Okay. Roadhouse, always going to be Dalton.
Always going to be
Dalton.
I
did think he'd be bigger. But he wasn't.
He wasn't. No.
Opinions vary.
All right. Rowdy Harrington, also the director of The Great Striking Distance, filmed in our fair city. So there you go.
Oh.
Again, we've brought it. Who's the best cop now, Dad? We brought it full circle. John Wehner.
Riding Hood.
Going to join us at 9:30. We ask him about perhaps his favorite Striking Distance scene and other things. I guess we'll have to talk to him about last night's ball game too. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette at 8 o'clock this morning. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic, Pens and NHL analyst. He's got a bunch of video he's breaking down to get ready for the Canadian series. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, and we get things going next after a gym update. Good morning to you. It's the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.